Hello, great minds. How are you today? Has been your week? Has been everything each day of the week? I hope you've been blessed. I hope everything has been like going as you've been planning it so far. And this is me coming on board to talk about decision as we started last week. And my name is Uguna Wankuna once again. If you're just tuning into Steady Life for the very first time, well, I've got good news for you. You just take your time through the rest of the previous episode and enjoy the interesting topic we've been talking about from way back. Well, been lots of interesting topic that's really literally gonna bless you. And everything we talk about on here, practical scenarios, sharing real life asks to how you could deal with anything you go through and how to be the best version of yourself. If by chance you find your way on this platform, Steady Life, it's not a coincidence and it's not a mistake. Whatever you're gonna be listening on here, I am saying this from a heart that has genuinely seen the need to transform people. Like, you're gonna be blessed enjoying and having a nice time on here on Steady Life. Once again, my name is Uguna Wankuna and this is me hosting you on decision, the second part of decision making. Last week started a very crucial topic, which was about decision making, how making decisions matter to the life of an individual. There are times we really want to make certain decisions, but we are so careful and we are so conscious of the fact that is this decision worth it or not. So, but I want us to come to the full knowledge of the fact that decision making is life. Even God himself told us that, okay, he has set before us life and death, and he would advise us to choose life so that we may live. Okay, it is literally so logical for somebody to set before you two things, and it is your own choice that would matter if whatever you're choosing is worth it or not. So that choice that is left for you to make is that decision that we're going to be talking about. Now, why should you decide to do this over this? Why should you decide to do this over this? But I want us to come to the full knowledge of the fact that whatever decision we make in time and along the line in whatever it is that we come in contact with are very crucial things that matter to us if we are treading or we are going in direction of achieving our goals, our purpose, our destiny, or whatever it is that we have purposed to do, be it in our individual lives, in our corporate organizations, in our business, amongst our colleagues and friends and family. So decision making today is just me coming on here to tell you and make you see the need why decision making is very crucial as individuals. There are times in the past where you would be offered the option to choose this and this, but the decision in which you pick at those crucial moments are what would determine the next phase of your life. The negative decisions you made in time past are the resultant effect of where you currently at the moment, and the positive decisions you made in time past are also the resultant effect of your current position in life. There are times where you would be influenced by friends and families to take up decisions you don't really want to take, not because you really want them, but because you don't want to please or you don't want to displease people, so you tend to see yourself take such decisions. Take for instance, you're to move or you're to reside in a particular city in your hometown or probably in your locality. This is Steady Life once more, you're just tuning in for the very first time. So take for instance, you're to reside in a particular city or in a particular town, and for certain reason your mom walks up to you that fresh morning that, okay son, why do you have to move? There are better opportunities here. But you know the major reason why you really need to move, maybe because you're going for or to explore the better part of life, but all because you don't want to displease your mom or because you don't want to hurt her feelings. But it would be best at the moment you make her understand or see the need for you to move at a particular moment, not disrespecting or disregarding our opinions, but because you really need to make such move at that moment. How do you begin to juxtapose the fact that, okay mom, I need to move, mom, I need to stay back? But because it is a very crucial moment where if you begin to consider staying back, it would affect a few years of your life, and if you decide to go, it would affect a few years of your life, either for the good or for the bad. So I want us to understand that decision making is very crucial. There's one particular thing that is really, really so paramount here in my country, in Nigeria. For students that are just moving from junior secondary school to their senior secondary school before the higher institution level, as a result of their peer pressures, as a result of their peers and all of those things, they would tend to go for a particular body of knowledge in which they might not really want to go for those things, but they are being influenced by their friends to go for such things. And these are things that would eventually tell on them in few years to come, because the friend might be a very smart kid or a smart colleague, and because they grew up together in same neighborhood, in same compound and all of those things. So if the friend is opting to go for sciences, then because they don't want to lose touch of these mutual friends amongst themselves, so the friend will be influenced by the decision of that person to also go for sciences. I am a testimony of that, because I had been influenced, or because I want to be in same classes with my friend. I don't want us to lose touch on ourselves. I just want us to go out together, coming together. So instead of me going to where would really matter most to me in fulfilling destiny, I had to be influenced by him. And God knows ways of doing his own thing. So long story short, it wasn't really a negative stretch on me, because I was opportune to still be able to find my way in such a way that I was able to strike balance amongst everything, and everything is really working together for my good this time around. But not everybody would have that many great opportunity to be able to find your bearings back in life. But because those crucial moments where you don't have people to sit you down and talk sense into you, that okay, why do you really want to do this, why do you really want to go for this, why do you really want to do this, sometimes if the major reason or the purpose of a thing is not known, then you would want to be, you'll be swayed by certain choices that would really hurt you in the long run. So in this part of the world where people would really be influenced by people to take certain decisions or to make certain decisions, then it is really hard to fulfill purpose. It is really hard to be your best version if you still see yourself falling under those influence of people using themselves as a motivation for you to make your decisions. So one thing I want us to break out from as individuals, if you really want to be a best version of yourself, is for you to be able to choose what works for you, regardless of people's opinion, regardless of what people tend to say to you, that oh, why not do this, because we're doing this, we're going out to chill, we're going out to have fun. But you literally know that you have to be committed to all of the fact that you have to study, you have to meet up your small target and cater up for all of those things you've promised to do in a few weeks from now, or in the small time frame you've given yourself. So because you know that you have targets to meet, and they probably might have met their own target, or probably they haven't set targets for themselves, then you shouldn't begin to fall victim of their own actions. This is when you have to make them understand that, oh friend, I really would want to catch up with you, but can we just make this happen next time? I have things to get along, I have things to meet up, I have things to do. So these are reasons for you to begin to make decisions, because you know what you are in for, you really know what you want to get in the long run out of your life. So decision making is a very crucial part of human success. So this and more is that which we're going to be talking. I just think we should deliberate more on this, hopefully on Steady Life International Conference. Okay, and there's a good news before we cut off today's show. We are live now on MixLR, so if you're gonna be listening live to hear me talk on certain issues that would also be in line of helping us be our best fashion. So I think on MixLR we really have more time for us to deliberate more and discuss more trivial issues. On MixLR, you just have to search in the name Steady Life International Conference, and what you see is Steady Life International Conference. So just follow and get updates as to when we're coming live, so you don't get to miss out of all of these good things we'll be bringing on, that will be storming that community. It's gonna be live for Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at exactly 4 p.m. No delay, no need to start beating around the bush. By four we're tired already, and we're getting things dished out for the benefits of everyone to be blessed. So I just hope it's just going to be an avenue for us to rub minds together and grow ourselves together to that peak where we want to see ourselves be in a few months, in a few years, in a few decade from now. So like I always want us to understand, whatever we're listening on here is not something that would just happen within a twinkling of an eye, but it's a consistent move, a consistent work, a consistent drive with a whole lot of discipline that would actually get us to that peak of success where we want to see ourselves be. So that is all for today on Steady Life. So see ourselves during the course of the week, next week, starting from Monday 4 p.m, Wednesday 4 p.m, on Friday 4 p.m, then probably back again on Steady Life on Sunday. So see you all on MixLR on Monday 4 p.m. I love you. Once again, my name is Ugo Nawakuno. If there's need for you to write to me or ask anything, or you want us to talk about some other more interesting topic that you would have blessed other people, so feel free to reach out to me via Gmail @UgoNawakuno. also on Instagram at Gunamakono. So thank you once again. I love you all. Bye for now.